Svasti was encouraged by the number of sincere and talented young bhikkhus in the Buddha Sangha. One day he was invited with several other monks to the home of a lay person named Sitta, who lived in the village Machika Sanda. It was on this outing that Svasti learned how bright one of these young bhikkhus was. Lay disciple Sitta was well known for his devotion to the teaching. Because of his large and generous heart, he was deeply loved by the people, just as lay devotee Anatha Pindika was loved. Sitta enjoyed inviting senior disciples to his home in order to offer them food and ask them questions on the Dharma. On this particular day, he had invited 10 senior monks and 2 young monks, Svasti and Isidatta. After the monks were finished eating, Sitta bowed to them respectfully and then asked if he could sit before them on a low stool. He asked them the following question. Respected venerables, I have heard the Brahma Jala Sutra, in which the Buddha discusses the 62 false views of contemporary sects. I have also heard the questions raised by members of other sects concerning life, death, and the soul, such as, is the world finite or infinite, temporal or everlasting, are body and mind one or two, will the Tathagata still exist after his death or cease to exist, will he both exist and cease to exist? Or will he neither exist nor cease to exist? Venerables, what gives rise to these esoteric kinds of views and questions? Not one of the bhikkhus ventured to answer Sitta's question, even after he repeated it 3 times. Svasti was embarrassed and felt his ears turning warm. Suddenly, Isidatta spoke. He turned toward the senior bhikkhus and asked, respected elders, may I respond to lay disciple Sitta's question? The senior monks answered, Bhikkhu, you may answer his question if you wish. Turning back towards Sitta, Isidatta said, Sir, such views and questions arise because people still cling to a false view of the self. If the idea of a separate self were abandoned, people would no longer have a need to cling to such views or ask such questions. Sitta was visibly impressed by the young bhikkhu's response. He said, please, venerable, could you explain this more clearly? People without a chance to be exposed to and to study the way of awakening generally think of the body as being the same as oneself, or they think that the self is contained in the body and the body is contained in the self. Likewise, They consider feelings to be the same as the self. Or they think that feelings are contained in the self, and the self is contained in feelings. Such people hold the same views as regards their perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. They are caught in a false view of self. It is precisely because they are caught in a false view of self that they become entrapped by the 62 false views discussed in the Brahmajala Sutra and by questions about the finite and infinite, temporal and everlasting, one and two, existing and ceasing to exist. Lay disciple Sita, such questions and views are rendered meaningless when, through dedicated study and practice, one breaks through the false view of self. Increasingly impressed by the young bhikkhu, Sita respectfully asked Isidatta, "Venerable, where are you from?"
"I come from Avanti."
"Venerable, I have heard about a young man from Avanti named Isidatta, who became a bhikkhu. It is said that he is remarkably bright and able. Though I have heard his name, I have never seen him. Have you ever met him?"
"Yes, Sita, I have met him."
"Then, Venerable, can you tell me where this talented young monk is at present?"
Isidatta did not answer.
In fact, Sita had already guessed that the young bhikkhu sitting before him was Isidatta. He asked, "Can it be that you yourself are Bhikkhu Isidatta?"
"Yes, sir," replied Isidatta.
Sita was overjoyed and exclaimed, "This is a great honor for me. Respected, venerable Isidatta, my mango grove and private residence in Machika Sanda are refreshing places, equipped with every convenience. I hope you will come to visit us often. We offer you whatever you may need, food, robes, medicine, or a place to stay." Isidatta did not say anything. The bhikkhus thanked Sita and departed. Svasti later heard that Isidatta never returned to Sita's home. Isidatta did not desire lavish praise or offerings, not even from such a well-respected man as Sita. Though Svasti did not meet Isidatta again for some time, the image of the bright and humble bhikkhu remained engraved on his mind. Svasti pledged to follow Isidatta's example and to seek him out whenever he had a chance to pass through Avanti.